Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the conference call of Shree Digvijay Cement Company Limited's group meeting for discussing the outlook of the business and integration. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghav Maheshwari from Equirus Securities Private Limited for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Raghav.
Thanks, Dayan. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Equirus Securities, we welcome you to the business update call of Shree Digvijay Cement Company Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. Vikas Kumar, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Suresh Meher, Senior Vice President, Legal and Company Secretary, on call with us. So now I will directly hand over the call to the management team for their opening remarks, post which we will be open for a Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Suresh, sir.
Thank you, Raghav. Good morning, everyone. I'm Suresh Meher, Legal and Company Secretary. On behalf of Shree Digvijay Cement, I extend a warm welcome to all our valued investors and stakeholders. So today's discussion marks an important milestone as we share the integration of Hyvon Cement with Shree Digvijay Cement, effective from 19th of March 2026, under the Grand Vijay Supply and Distribution Agreement called VDS. So this strategy move strengthens our capabilities, expands our distribution reach, and positions us for sustainable growth, reaffirming our commitment to creating long-term value for our investors. Now I'd like to invite Vikas Kumar, our CFO, to outline the structure of the VDS, the commercial understanding, and the company's post-integration business plan. Over to Vikas.
Thanks, Suresh. Good morning to all. My name is Vikas Kumar, Chief Financial Officer of the company. I heartily welcome to you all. The purpose of today's meeting, as explained by Suresh, is to explain the strategic business alignment we have entered with Hyvon Cement. The structure and the commercial aspect of the agreement we will have to discuss. So, Shree Digvijay Cement has signed an agreement of exclusive brand usage and distribution rights for Hyvon Cement along with coal and food options. According to the BDA, the Digvijay Cement will purchase cement from Hyvon Cement on cost plus fixed margin of rupees 580 and will sell at the market price. The total store capacity with this alignment of both the plants is equal to 5.2 million tons. That is the third largest in Gujarat after Haldia and Adani. Shree Digvijay Cement is in cement business from last 80 years and Hyvon from last 3 years. And both the companies are very well settled and recognized in the Gujarat. I would like to mention that at present, both the companies are capturing about 9-10% of the total market share in Gujarat and 60-70% of the Solar region. Solar is our primary market for both the companies, Shree Digvijay Cement and the Hyvon Cement. I would like to mention that the cement market is expanding by 6-7% year on year, and keeping view the government's focus on public infrastructure and urban and semi-urban areas, cement outlook is looking positive, better than previous couple of years. Additionally, I would like to mention to stakeholders that government has approved the Commonwealth Games 2013 in Ahmedabad as a host city, and accordingly, investment in stadiums, transport, hospitality, and all sectors are on top. Both the companies are poised to cater to the additional demand of cement in foreseeable future. The company will leverage the combined strength of both brands in Gujarat with the signing of the BDA. So the leverage of the brand both the brands are such as like locational advantage. Both the companies are close to market, which would help in efficient distribution of cement. Secondly, with the economy of scale, there is an opportunity of reduction in post-co production for the purchasing power. And apart from that, we are expecting reduction in the fixed cost and administration cost. Additionally, market allocation will also help in reducing the trade cost of both the companies, and which will add into the value to the both the company. Now I'd like to open the discussion for the question and answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the first question from the line of Raj Shah from CBA Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Vikas, morning. Thank you for doing this call. Unfortunately, I was not able to hear, you know, about 50% of what you're trying to say. The voice was coming quite muffled. But I have a series of questions from my side. So just wanted to understand, how much limestone reserves do we have?
Oh, thanks, Raj. So currently we are having about 25 million tons of the clear reserves.
25 million tons, okay.
Yes.
And I understand we currently have a clinker of 1.1 million, which can help us to give an output of grinding capacity to 1.4, 1.5 million. For the additional 1.5 million capacity of grinding that we have, how are we sourcing the clinker? And also, will the EBITDA per ton for that particular cement, you know, where we are going to outsource or, you know, going to buy clinker from the market, will it be the same or it will be lower?
So, Raj, you rightly mentioned that we are having the in-store capacity of 1.1 million tons of clinker, and to cover the additional volume of 1.5 lakh tons, the sales volume, we require about 1 million, roughly about 0.8 million tons of clinker. We would like to cover the additional sales volume from the blended cement, namely PPC, composite and select cement.
We will require 1 to 1.1 million clinker that we have to buy from the market, right?
About 0.8 to 0.9 million, Raj. We are focusing to increase the additional sales volume from the blended cement portfolio, mainly PPC, composite and cement. And you will appreciate that Surat market is having very good demand over PPC, select and composite, mainly in the Rajkot, which is the main marketable area to DBJ cement. And accordingly, we are expecting with the blended portfolio, our clinker factor will be about 55%. And for 1.5 million tons of additional volume, we are expecting 0.8 to 0.9 million tons of the clinker requirement. And you would also appreciate that cement industry is working on about 70-75% of the capacity. So there are various options to purchase clinker from the domestic as well as the international market. Okay. So this is not the concern for us. Further, what I would like to also add that we would like to take the advantage of additional captive jetty for the availability of high quality granulated slag for both the plants to increase slag and composite cement. And coming to your question that with respect to the cost of the purchase clinker, the cost of purchase clinker would be a bit on the high side, but there would be a good margin if we purchase the clinker and the sale into the market.
But the EBITDA per ton would be similar. I think it would drop, right? Because we'd have to spend more. So how much will the EBITDA per ton would go down?
There would be a slightly dip of 200 rupees per metric ton. From the 200 rupees per metric ton. Yes.
200 rupees per metric ton. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to touch base on the jetty thing as well. So, you know, what is the status on the port and the jetty? It's been in work since a long time. I think since 2019-20. We are trying to get commercial approval. So if you could just help us understand what is the status right now.
So jetty is completely in operation. We are using our jetty for the captive purpose. And we sell about 2 to 2.5 million tons of cargo in our captive jetty. And We are importing clinker as well as we are importing coal as well as clinker on our JHFC jetty.
Yeah, but I think the jetty has commercial viability as well, right? From what I understand. So what is the figures on the commercial viability of the jetty?
Yeah, because we are handling the bulk cargo at our port, and by TPA is there, so which is handling their coal from the Mundra port. So we are under discussion with the TPA as well as the Reliance, and we have the opportunity to handle the commercial cargo as well. In the past, we have handled one or two shipments, but unfortunately, we are not able to crack the deal with the Reliance and TPA, which is having the major volume of about 1 to 1.5 million tons. But definitely, we have the infrastructure and we can handle the commercial cargo at our port.
No, we can handle, but do we have that visibility going forward in, let's say, one couple of years that eventually we'll actually handle such cargoes?
It would be difficult to confirm now. We are under discussion with the Reliance and other nearby parties, but things have not been confirmed so far. We will update you maybe on this separately or later on. Okay.
Yeah. And also, when are we planning to? So, when are we aiming to find the new CEO for the company?
Hello. Management is in the process of the discussion process is on, and actually, so the as and when it is finalized, we will definitely update to the office.
Okay. And True North, so the erstwhile private equity fund has sort of sold off. Mr. Singhvi, who had quite some stake, he has also sold off. So do we have that insight that he is going to continue to be the chair of the company going forward?
Yeah, currently yes, because he is appointed for 5 years, and previous year only were extended this for another 5 years. So he definitely will be there.
Okay, so I think the tenure of Mr. Singh is till 2030, if I'm not wrong. Okay, and with the current geopolitical scenario shaping up, the sharp increase in the Brent crude, how are we seeing the increase in the petco prices? If you could just help us, help to color on that as well.
Yeah, rightly mentioned. Being the cement industry is a high fuel intensive industry, and there would be an impact on the cost of production mainly on the fuel and raw material cost, because of supply chain disruptions. Industry is working on very low margins. So the impact of cost increase will pass on to the customer.
Oh, so it's completely passed through right now?
Sorry?
No, your voice is coming a little bit muffled. Could you just come closer to the speaker and speak,
Now it is a bit clear.
Yeah, it's a little bit better. So you are saying that the increase in the RM has been passed on to the customers.
Yeah, so my point was that there definitely being the high fuel intensive industry, there would be an impact on the cost of production, mainly on the fuel part and raw metal cost, transportation as well as the packing, right? So because of supply chain disruption, and the industry is working on the very, very low margin. The impact of cost increase will be passed on to the customer. And you would appreciate that till the time of June, July, this is the peak season. And there was a good price for that period. So if there is a cost increase, so we'll pass on to the customer directly.
Okay, and can you help us understand the call option on the assets of Highbond Cement?
Yeah, so they are few milestone and condition precedents want to opt out the coal option. We will opt out the coal at the right time and inform to all the stakeholders well in advance. I would request to speak and work back something.
Yes, of course, we have unconditional rights to exercise our coal option as per the option agreement and business. But we will take a decision because, as we are a listed entity and we are developing the company. So there are certain requirement process we have to align as per the listed company requirement. And once we are satisfied, then we definitely, so we can exercise call option one tomorrow. There is no time limit, but within 8 years, at any time we can.
Okay, well, thank you. I think that's it from my side. If I have any questions, I'll just get back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the line of the management. Please stay connected while I reconnect the management. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the management line reconnected. We move on to the next question, which is from the line of Ram Prasad, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I good to hear you?
Yeah, please go ahead.
With the expansion, what is done, another 1.5 million ton and this high bond contract, what is the volume you are expecting you would be able to do going forward?
So at present, we are capturing about 2.4 million ton of the sales volume from both the companies. And we are expecting that we will grow better than the industry. So industry growth, keeping in view the market demand and the infrastructure projects which are under pipeline. So market will grow by 7 to 8%. So definitely will grow at least 150% or 200% from the market. So this is our expectation.
And the second, on the high band, do they have their sufficient quantity of limestone and clinker? Or they are also going to buy from the market?
So they are having a capacity of 0.7 million clinkering capacity. And for the limestone, they are sourcing from the market. They don't have the mines.
So that 0.7 million tons clinker, will it be sufficient? I think their grinding capacity is 1.5 million tons or 3 million tons.
So their grinding capacity is 2.2 million tons. But over the last year, their average sales volume is about 1 million ton. So 0.7 million is sufficient enough to cater the demand of 1 million ton. But definitely, when we will increase the capacity, so we require to buy the clinker from the market.
And on the liquid cement, are you contemplating to buy fly ash and all from Gulf countries? Anything there on the plan?
No. But you will appreciate that we have the location advantage. Our nearby, there are 3-4 power plants. SR Power is there, Nayara Power is there, Thermal Power Station is there, RSKL is there. So we have the fixed contact with the fly ash suppliers. So we are having the sufficient amount of the fly ash available from the nearby vicinity and with a very optimal cost. So we don't require to import fly ash from the Gulf City.
What is the capacity, sir, utilization right now for the Gujarat Cement? How much are we operating on the 3 million ton?
So, as you appreciate, in the month of October, we have commissioned our new grinding unit of 1.5 million ton. So this is a recent addition to the capacity. Till that time, we were utilizing about 90 to 95% of the capacity. But definitely for the upcoming year, we are expecting that soon we will reach about 70% of the capacity utilization in FY27.
So do you have any plan to sell the cement in the Mumbai market, transport by sea?
No, sir. So although we are having the option, but we are selling only the special product in the Mumbai and out of the other part of the country. But for the normal, our ordinary Portland cement, PPC, slag and composite, we are selling mainly in Gujarat and majorly in the Saurashtra only. So because the realization and the profitability in Maharashtra region and the other south regions nearby is not better as compared to Saurashtra and Gujarat. So in the
You are confident all your 4.5 million tons, including high band, you will be able to sell within Saurashtra.
Yes, definitely. If you see the Gujarat market,
In Gujarat, we were having about 32 million tons of the market. Every month, there is a demand of 27 lakh tons of the cement. With the upcoming infrastructure projects, we are expecting demand would increase to about 8%-10%. There is an empty scope in the Gujarat as well as in the Saurashtra region. You will see that Rajkot, Surendranagar, Junagadh, the nearby cities are growing like anything. There are a number of infrastructure projects are going on in Jamnagar also. We don't see that there would be any challenge to, I think, to for the capacity utilization to reach to the 4.5 million.
Yeah, one more point, sir. Are you supplying to ONGC for oil and gas requirement, special cement?
Yeah, we are supplying from so many years. I mean, more than 30 years we are supplying to the ONGC. At present, we are having about 90% of the total sales volume of the ONGC, as well as the oil well players like Oil India, Schlumberger, Halliburton. There are a number of oil well consumers has been connected with us, and we are the, you can say, the number one supplier in the India to supply the oil well cement.
How much is the contribution, sir, from this division of the total revenue of the Vijay Cement?
Sir, in the volume-wise, it is about 7%-8%, but if you see the on the sales revenue, it is covering about 15% of the total sales revenue.
No, on the revenue, what is the percentage contribution from this division on the total revenue?
About 15%.
15%. Sir, lastly, are you planning to acquire any limestone mines? Because you are having 3 million tons grinding capacity, but not sufficient capacity of clinker.
Definitely, sir. As you will see that, the nearby area, Dwarka, Porbandar and Junagadh, is limestone reserve area, having reserve of about 600 million tons. You will appreciate that in last few years, we have acquired two new mines, having approximately about 20 million tons of the reserves. We will further explore to secure the other limestone quarries. This is the ongoing process.
You will be going for a clinker plant also going forward in the future?
Sir, recently we have added the capacity of our grinding unit. Okay, it would be too early. We are planning when we will reach close to the 70%-75% of the capacity utilization, we will explore the option of the future CapEx.
Lastly, sir, what is your expectation of the EBITDA per ton for this fourth quarter?
Sir, for the quarter, for the fourth quarter, if you see that, if you compare from the last quarter, for the quarter three FY 2026, there is an increase in the price by 30-40 rupees per bag. With respect to sales volume, we are expecting that it would, sales volume would be better than quarter-on-quarter and YoY. Sorry to, we cannot disclose this because these are the price-sensitive information. Definitely, as you can notice that the price has increased by 30-40 rupees per bag. We are targeting volume better than quarter-on-quarter YoY, so profitability would be on the better side.
Sir, on the high bond sales, you will be selling their cement on Kamal brand or high bond brand, sir?
This will be this agreement which we have executed with BDA is exclusive. They have given exclusive right to distribute the cement. We market, distribute, purchase the cement and distribute and market the cement. That will be purely under the high bond brand. Only the cement will be marketed by Digital Cement, but on the high bond brand only.
Are you expecting any positive profit from this deal, sir, whatever you are going to market from the high bond?
Yeah, definitely.
How much?
I would like to mention to all, in the interest of all the stakeholders, that cost of production of the high bond cement is comparatively low because of availability of captive power, which fulfills almost 80% of this their power consumption. Secondly, the plant is new in technology, which leads to the low power and fuel consumption. Definitely there would be an earning release from the high bond.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. for patiently answering my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Raghav Maheshwari from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the line of the participant. We'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Harshit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yes, sir. Sir, so when we said that we will do 70% utilization in FY27, did we mean it on just 3 million ton of capacity or the entire 5.2 million ton of capacity?
We are resting to the 5 million ton of capacity, 5.2 million ton of capacity.
Right. So we are targeting around 3.5 million tons of volume next year, right?
Yeah, approximately 3.5 million.
Yes, sir. So I'm not asking for any guidance, but do we have any ballpark range as to what will be a realization per kg and EBITDA per kg?
So
any ballpark?
So you would appreciate that last 2 years was not good for the cement industry, but you will notice that from the quarter four, starting from Jan, the prices has starting increasing, and from the cement mark industry, you will see that in the quarter one FY27, so price would be on the upward trend. So we are expecting that demand outlook would be better as compared to the previous year, as well as the pricing would also be the better, because at present the pricing is at the lowest in last so many years. So we are anticipating, and you will appreciate the cement is the cyclic business. So 2 years was there was a sluggish year, the base of demand was muted, pricing was low. But FY27 we are expecting that pricing and volume will be good.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shrikant Reddy from Indian Overseas Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I just would like to get clarification. The hydrogen, whether they are having 3.2 megaton per capacity or 2.2 megaton per capacity?
They are having 2.2 million tons of the installed capacity.
Okay. And currently, I believe that it is in losses. So, how we are going to what? How about EBITDA margins and all this?
So, it would be difficult to disclose the numbers, but I would like to mention that YTD. So they are not in the loss, and they are earning the better EBITDA. Almost, they are at par with the industry.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Raghav Maheshwari from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just wanted to understand one thing. Earlier you mentioned 30-40 rupees. It's a net of a price increase or it's a gross price increase in the Gujarat market?
This is a gross price increase. This is a billing price.
And sir, what is the net price increase we have seen in the
about
compared to the last one?
About 25 rupees per bag, 25-30 rupees per bag in average.
And sir, how the cost scenario will impacted this quarter Q4? Because I am believing ki mostly the cost inflation has increased. It's not impacted this quarter, or it will coming from the this quarter only compared to the last quarter.
So quarter four, we are not anticipating any cost increase because with respect to supply chain, it has not hit the market so far. So maybe quarter one FY27, you will see there is an increase in the cost. But quarter four FY26, there would not be any impact on the cost part.
Got it, sir. And sir, lastly, one question on the volume side. How will you see the Q4 volume? Are we on a good utilization level, or what are the utilization levels, or you can tell us what is the number of basically what we are seeing for this quarter? How is the quarter looking basically for a volume tons?
So you will see the growth in the volume as compared to the previous quarter, Q3 FY26, as well as if you compare to the YOY last year same quarter. So you will see the growth.
Okay. Is it in the, maybe in the, we can see the double digit demand growth in the this quarter compared to YOY?
I think it would be difficult to say, but I think it should be close to, I think it would be, in my view, it should be about 8 to 10%, definitely.
Got it, sir. And sir, the one thing on the net debt and the interest rate cost, what is your effective net debt as on debt and what is the expected net debt for the FY27 and what is the effective interest rate you have after all the transaction of the with the high bond?
So, before the this transaction, this is a grant development and exclusive transaction we've entered with the high bond cement. We were having the rupee term loan of about 132 crore rupees, which we have taken for our grand unit expansion. And for the BDA transaction with high bond, we have taken the additional loan of 356 crore. So at the end of March, 31st March, we are expecting total net debt, total debt of about 485 crore rupees in the balance sheet. And the rate of
interest.
And the rate of interest, what we have penalized is about 8.7%.
Okay. And sir, what will be the guidance for the next year for the net debt related? The net debt will remain same or it will change the levels?
So we are repaying our existing rupee term loan. So there is a every year there is a payment of about 24 crore rupees. So net debt will reduce by about 25 crore rupees in the next year. And we have taken into consideration and definitely we will be far ahead against the requirement of meeting the financial covenants. So maybe this is your concern. So we are very well secure about the financial covenants. We'll do better.
Done, sir. Got it. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anuj Jain from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning.
My question is
regarding the recent change in the ownership of the company. I wanted to understand as to the profile of the current promoter. I understand it's a jointly promoted entity of Piramal and Bain Group. So I wanted to understand their vision for the cement sector as a whole, and will there be more synergy or integration between High Bond on and Big Vijay going forward? I'm talking about amalgamation or something.
So, sir, with respect to IRF, so they have just entered into the cement business, and in my view, as I discussed with their promoters, that they should have a long-term perspective. And I like to mention that we would emphasize that the company is running by the professional management. I think this is more important from the stakeholder perspective. So IRF is a positive, and definitely there would be a good synergy with respect to the high bond and DBS
bond. Sir, is there any plan to merge high bond going forward with Shri Digvijay Cement?
So as explained by Suresh ji, so there are a few milestones. So and so when we are close to the that we are completing the condition precedent and milestones, definitely we'll take the option to open the call option.
So currently there is no plan as such for merger. So this
understood, sir. Understood. And sir, one last question from my side. Does the promoter own any other cement asset other than Shri Digvijay and High Bond?
So far in our knowledge, this is the first acquisition by the IRF in the cement industry. So High Bond and Digvijay Cement, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I will be on the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Janesh Kothari from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Sir, I just wanted to clarify a few data points that you provided in opening comments. So regarding the market share, so if you can please reiterate the market share that you mentioned, X of high bond and post high bond that you are looking at for Gujarat market.
So at present, we are capturing about 10% of the total market share in the Gujarat. And
This is for Digvijay itself, or both the
companies. 5% market share is of Digvijay Cement and 4% is of High Bond Cement. So put together 10%, we were capturing both the companies 9 to 10% of market share. And if we talk about the from the perspective of Saurashtra, we are capturing about 70% of the sales volume. And as I mentioned, in the previous answer. So that we are expecting to grow by at least in the double digit. So that the volume would be, I think the volume would be, then we will cover the market at least by about 14 to 15%.
Right, sir. And sir, high bond capacity mentioned 2.2 million tons of grinding capacity. So current utilization is around 1 million tons. Is that correct?
Yeah, current utilization is 1 million tons. Right.
And sir, how so? Is there an expansion plan that is going at a high bond level apart from the one that we commissioned? So Digvijay, we commissioned 1.5 million tons recently at Sikka. So is there any expansion which is going on at high bond level also?
Sir, so far there is no plan. First, we would like to settle down this transaction, and we are having the ample capacity to reach 5.2 million tons. So first, we would like to settle down the 5.2 million tons. When we will close to 3.5 or 4 million ton, definitely there are different opportunities having in both the companies, the Digvijay Cement and the High Bond. So we are having the plan, but definitely when we will settle down, then when we will starting, I think, good amount of cash, and the, so then we will plan for the another future expansion.
And sir, you mentioned that you are currently importing, you are currently purchasing clinker from open market. So is it from India itself or we are importing from UAE or something?
So we are importing as well as we are purchasing from domestic market also.
And you mentioned that 200 rupees per ton will be the impact going ahead on EBITDA due to purchasing of clinker. Is that correct, sir?
Can you please repeat your question again? Sorry, I am not able to hear.
You mentioned around 200 per ton rupees of impact that will be there on profitability with the purchase of clinker. That will be so. Yes, the purchasing of clinker will be higher at a higher cost versus the production of clinker. So, is it my understanding correct?
So, my point was that because of the supply chain disruption, cost will increase. But I had also mentioned that the price is likely to increase in quarter 1 FY27, okay? And secondly, as I mentioned, that we are focusing on mainly on the special products like composite, slag, and PPC. So where the margins are good and where the clinker factor is less. So if we are purchasing the clinker from the domestic market or from the international market, so I think there should not be any impact on the market because of the product mix as well as the clinker factor.
Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ram Prasad, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my next question, sir. If we are importing clinker from UAE, definitely there will be disruption in the supply chain. Whether you will be able to compensate that from within around the plant, the clinker buying?
So at present we are having the sufficient clinker stock. And because of the supply chain disruption, we are more focusing on the domestic purchase. So for from this ongoing geopolitical concern, so we are not any, we are not expecting any supply chain disruption in the clinker.
So you have a sufficient clinker around your plant for supply?
Yeah, we were having the sufficient amount of clinker in the cement, in the Digvijay Cement as well as in the High.
So the next question on the high bond, how much are you expecting any EBITDA positive per ton? They have the right now operating capacity of 1 million tons. So how much are you operating on EBITDA per ton basis?
It would be difficult to mention the per ton, but I would mention that they are earning better than the liquid cement. They are earning
Their cost is okay, but ultimately, whatever you are doing, the distribution and marketing, are you going to get EBITDA per ton same as the Vijay figures, or it will be less, obviously? Can you throw some ballpark figure?
So, as I mentioned that if we see that our agreement with the high bond is paying cost plus 500 rupees, okay? Our agreement alignment with the high bond is that to purchase cement at cost plus fixed margin of 500 rupees per metric ton. So they are earning EBITDA about 700-800 rupees per metric ton. So at present, so after paying 500 rupees, so definitely there is an earning release from the high bond.
So you are expecting about 200 to 250 rupees from EBITDA per ton from the high bond?
Yes. Yeah, 200 rupees.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghav Maheshwari for his closing comments. Please go ahead.
We thank the management for giving opportunity to host this call, and thank you everyone and for participating and joining this call. Have a good day. Thank you so much. Over to you, Vikas sir, for your closing comment.
Thank you, Equiris team, Raghav and team, and thank you all the stakeholders for listening us patiently. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. On behalf of Equiris Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.